I've got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show. This black woman, she is so sad. She's going to be a slave again. Check out this video.
I'm so fucking scared. It has just come to my attention because I didn't know about it just until today. In Mississippi, there was just a law passed like 5 days ago that the Jim Crow laws are being reinstated.
Run, nigga!
That shouldn't be happening at all. And I know you may be wondering, this is like not my normal content on here, but I'm sorry. And I just have to make this known because what the fuck? What the actual fuck? Why?
Run
why?
The camera.
I really don't understand why people do not, where like she at? Do not like us because of my color of skin. I don't understand. I really don't fucking understand. What the fuck did I do?
Cut off.
You black, that's the problem.
See, this was on TikTok. So this, okay, all this left, shut up.
These liberals, man, they're so naive. It's so easily to.
Well, the left-wing media is putting out that this narrative that Jim Crow is coming back to Florida. I mean, that's the title of all the articles.
I think the black people should be happy about that. You get to have your own water fountains. Y'all don't have to worry about white people anymore. Y'all have your own black schools, your own black parks, your own black car dealerships, your own black malls, your own black housing projects, or everything black. Don't y'all want that? Y'all don't want to be near these white supremacists. You should be happy.
Okay, so you see how easy it is. I don't know why it's so easy to dupe people like this. Like when Joe Biden got in front of that black church, oh, if Trump comes back in office, they're going to put you back in chains. They say stuff like this, and I don't know why black people believe this stuff. So
hey, man, this ignorance is only found in the black community. When it comes to politics, man.
Yeah.
That's why we vote, over 90% of us vote Democrat, man, because I don't think our reading comprehension is as good as everybody else's, you know?
No, it's not that, Kevin. It's just that.
It's the education, man. They can't read that good, you know? Takes them a while. Need somebody to explain it to them.
Kevin.
How can you be so gullible?
Don't say stupid, gullible.
But it wouldn't. Okay, gullible, naive, ignorant. But at some point in time, you have to realize that maybe it's a capacity thing, you know?
All right, so this is what she's worried about. New stories like this. Check it out.
A new Mississippi bill is fueling controversy and protest in the state's capital. The bill is aimed at crime,
the
state facing a higher homicide rate than any state in the country, according to 2020 CDC data. With Jackson's homicide rate increasing 66% from 2017 to 2020, according to policy group Empower Mississippi. On Thursday, controversial elements of the bill were scrapped in the state Senate, but tensions remain. State Democrats initially calling HB 1020 racist and unconstitutional. The original state house bill expands an 8.6 square mile district in Jackson, known as the Capital Complex Improvement District, or CCID, growing to over 26 square miles within the city. It also created a new court system in the district, where officials would be permanently appointed by state officials and not elected by Jackson residents. And the bill moved jurisdiction from the city of Jackson's police department to the state's Capitol Police.
Okay, give you some context.
That bill is racist as hell. They disenfranchised all them Negroes.
I don't think it's racist. It may be unconstitutional.
I don't think they took away their voting rights to elect judges because they're black. I think they took it away because
you're gullible. You're not.
I wouldn't say that.
You're tough on crime.
I wouldn't say they're gullible. I just think they're stupid, you know? They don't know what they're doing. They're incompetent.
All right, so let me bring up his website. Look how many people are murdered there. Okay, look, hours after graduating from Murray High School, Kennedy Hobbs visited the cemetery where her boyfriend was buried, placing her sash across his grave and snapping a picture for Instagram, writing, "For you, baby." Before the night ended, she would join him, becoming as he was, a victim in Jackson's record 155 homicides in 2021.
That's crazy.
The highest per capita murder rate in the nation, higher than Birmingham, Atlanta, Detroit, and even Chicago, the city with the most overall slayings in 2021. Now, see, Chicago is not being fixed because that state is a Democratic state.
It's blue.
Yeah. Mississippi, that's good old boy state right there.
Yeah, them white people ain't going to let you niggas mess up that state.
If you ask me, I think Republicans care more about black lives than Democrats do.
Yeah, so
that's why
Jackson.
Explain it to them, Keith. Yeah. Explain it to these niggas, man.
Okay, the reason why they turn it, they label it as racist because Jackson. Because
they stupid and they ignorant.
They
believe anything.
They take advantage of them. They're exploiting their ignorance, right? Yeah.
So Jackson is like, I think it's around 80% black.
Yeah, and majority of those people that's being slayed in Jackson, Mississippi, they're black.
Huh?
A majority of those people that live there are going, majority of those crimes is going to be people that's being killed. It's going to be black people.
The mayor's black. I think the chief of police is black. Everybody's black. And the crime is through the roof. Yeah. But this is a Republican state. Yeah. I mean, they have a strong majority in that state. So the white people, I guess they're looking at, you know what? We're not going to have a Chicago in Mississippi.
No, you put that all wrong. The white Republicans, they came together and said, hey, man, well, what are we going to do about these niggas in Jackson?
Man, what's wrong with you?
That's what he said.
They came in and said, look,
what are we going to do about these colored folks in Jackson? They are out of control.
You know what? But the black liberals that run that area, they don't even care, man. It's not an issue for them.
Yeah.
Chicago is not an issue for them. It's not that top priority. Yeah. Nobody cares but Republicans.
Yeah, so this is what the white people are doing. The Republicans are doing. They're expanding the Capitol Police to, I guess, overtake Jackson Police.
Yes.
Because Jackson Police ain't doing nothing. They're not doing their job.
Yeah.
They're not.
So they're going to provide some backup, some assistance. They're going to provide them some more coverage, so, extra help to help. To help bring down crime.
Yeah, so the state police is expanding their jurisdiction in Jackson.
Which is good, right? More police? It's good.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like Jim Crow.
Yeah, and they're going to appoint the judges. So they make sure those judges are tough on crime and not these woke-ass judges.
Yeah, see, y'all lost y'all's right to be able to appoint y'all's own judges because the crime in that area is out of control. You're not tough on crime. Yeah. So you lost your privileges to be able to vote for your judges.
It sounds like the judges
you niggas have been relieved of your duty.
Look, pretty much.
I don't see why, just because you can't vote for your judge, I don't see why y'all deeming it racist. Like, the Supreme Court justices, they're being appointed.
Yeah.
Like,
Joe Biden appointed a woman, a Supreme Court justice, because she was black. That's not racist. But when the Republicans want to appoint their own judges, now y'all trying to deem that racist?
Yeah, I think it's racist when you pick somebody to be a Supreme Court just because they are black.
Yeah, that's racist.
I think that's racist.
Yeah.
Now, if you picked her because she was qualified for the position, that's not racist.
Yeah. And then Jim Crow, what is Jim Crow?
Man.
Jim Crow, shut up. Jim Crow,
whites only.
Yeah. White only bathrooms.
White only movie theaters.
Yeah.
White only glory holes.
That's racist.
Like,
that's racist as hell
black
right there.
Dude like, man, I want to go to that white only glory hole, man.
I know they got some good horrors back there. Hey, but you know what? This is not remotely. This has nothing to do with racism, Jim Crow, anything. Republicans, you know we're tough on crime. And it's not because they're white and it's not because you're black. You people have let your crime get out of control.
Yeah.
You don't even care about your own citizens being murdered. You don't even care.
Y'all got a high per capita murder rate. Y'all got a high per capita murder rate. Why can't I say that? Y'all got a
probably
high.
Because you black.
Y'all got
you
a
know
high.
We got to slow down when we talk. You know that, right?
Y'all got a higher per capita murder rate.
Yeah, sound white when you do it.
Yeah, than Chicago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, they're going to let that fly in Illinois because that's a liberal shithole, but Mississippians not going to put up with that.
Them white.
You know why? Because it's going to filter out to all the other cities in Mississippi. They're not going to put up with that garbage.
Yeah.
Why
and you shouldn't put up with the garbage.
Why do y'all condone it?
Yeah. Just because you got black judges, you're happy with black judges, but your streets are filled with thugs, criminals, rapists, murderers?
You happen to have a black mayor, happy to have a black police chief, and people are dropping like flies around you? You're happy with that?
Yeah.
Now, see, that might be good enough for black people, but that's never been good enough for white people. Damn, good show.
Niggas got owned.
To watch more damn good shows.